finally in tech, a Q&A on your P's and Q's in social media, that is. And here to help are Baratunde Thurston, former digital director at The Onion and author of the book How to Be Black, and Deanna Zant. She's the author of Share This: How You Will Change the World with Social Networking. This week's topic, with the presidential race heating up, is about how to handle sensitive subjects like politics and faith on Facebook or Twitter.
So I lost a good friend over battles about
Wow.
the election. Yeah, it was a painful, traumatic
Yeah.
time. I think I lost many more on Twitter because you have less room to explain and kind of get
Yeah.
into depth. And I think through Facebook, it was revealed to me that this person really strongly held beliefs that I didn't. And we just reached an impasse. I understand the challenge.
Well, I think the way to think about this is also not that these things are a platform or a soapbox from which to kind of push your views
yeah.
onto other people, but we think about it in terms of sharing what's happening. And the other thing is to pull back and think, are you really going to change someone's mind? If there's someone who is against marriage equality, are they going to look at that image graphic with the funny caption and go, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, you're not going to actually, you're only frustrating yourself.
My advice, if you really want to engage in it, go to the messaging feature on Facebook. Have a one-on-one back and forth. Because the other thing about comment threads, it's such a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And you see other people watching and people are liking. And it's like you all of a sudden put yourself in a boxing ring.
Yep.
And there's instigators and there's people betting on the fight. And Don King is there for some reason. Don't let Don King ruin your family on Facebook. That's really the point.
Bottom line, no Don King.
Yeah.
That's Deanna Zant and Baratunde Thurston. Have a question for our experts? You can email it to alltech@npr.org.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted cloud backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.